We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Striking Gold, your 49ers podcast on the Blue Wire Network. My name is Rob Lauder. I cover the 49ers for all of you fine folks on the other side of the speaker. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you being here. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. If you don't know this Prize Picks story, daily fantasy sports made incredibly easy. Just you against the numbers, 2 to 6 player stat projections, pick more, pick less. Watch the winnings roll in. Okay, you're going to go to prizepicks.com/gold, and you're going to use a promo code GOLD, and they're going to match your first deposit up to $100. Okay, that's prizepicks.com/gold, and you're going to use the promo code GOLD. All right, tonight, an unexpected pod. I was kind of expecting, after kind of going on a pretty nice hot streak with guests, with, you know, rattling off quite a few episodes in a row, at least to my standards. I was pretty content in taking a 2 to 3 days off and you know, until the draft got here. Of course, I'm going to be recording after every night of the draft. So I'm going to be recording Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon. But Mike Silver of the San Francisco Chronicle decided to, you know, stir up the hornet's nest a little bit and release a report basically saying that everything is still on the table when it comes to Brandon Ayuk. And I think it's worth talking about. I don't think it is as big of a deal as it's being made up to be. But before I say anything about Mike Silver's report, I think it's important to note that I hold Mike Silver in very high esteem. I think that his connections within the NFL and within the 49ers organization should not be questioned. And I'm not questioning anything in the report per se, but I am kind of just acknowledging that not all of it is, I wouldn't say news. I think it's all news, but some of it just isn't as surprising as it's all being rolled up into a package and pretended to be. So let's go through this. All right, I'm essentially going to read the meat and potatoes of Mike Silver's report, and I highly recommend reading it. It is informative. It's interesting. It's kind of like everything put together in one stop, sums up where the 49ers head's at. He also goes on to mention that he thinks the 49ers are either going right tackle or secondary with pick 31. He says they've looked into trading up, moving back. That's all kind of standard procedure. But so for until I say otherwise, I am going to be reading Mike Silver's words from the San Francisco Chronicle. Starting now. Based on what I'm hearing from knowledgeable sources inside the building and from high-ranking personal executives and coaches around the league, don't rule out a deal that would send Brock Purdy's favorite target to another team. All I know is that as of Monday night, when I posed the question to a 49ers source with direct knowledge of the team's plans, the words I kept hearing were, anything's possible. Earlier, I spoke to another team's general manager who insisted that because the 49ers and Ayuk are far apart on negotiations for a lucrative contract extension, the fifth-year receiver is very much in play. During the first week of April, the 49ers, through a back-channel confidant, reached out to at least one GM to gauge his interest in trading for Ayuk. The GM in question chose not to engage, partly because this is considered a receiver-rich draft. There's a sense among other high-ranking personnel executives around the league that Ayuk, as one such executive put it, is available for the right price. To this point, the 49ers have asked for a 2024 first-round pick. They want too much, said the executive, whose team is in the market for a receiver. However, another team's GM said he believes the 49ers might ultimately accept a second-round selection. Such a deal might become more enticing to Lynch and head coach Kyle Shanahan if that pick were near the start of the second round and packaged with another selection, say, a 2025 third-rounder. Ayuk, as per the terms of his rookie deal, is scheduled to play on the fifth-year option in 2024, which would pay him $14.1 million. Sources around the league believe he is seeking a contract with an annual average of well above $25 million and that the 49ers have been reticent to meet that price. So again, that's Mike Silver of the San Francisco Chronicle. And I am going to break that into pieces. And to me, as I was reading this, I was asking myself, what about what's being said in Silver's article is news or is even surprising? And I'm not devaluing it, but to me, a lot of the stuff that's written in there is kind of like a foregone conclusion. A lot of it was already apparent beforehand. And let's just go through it. And again, I don't want to come off as like, in no way do I want to come off as if I'm questioning Silver's reporting, because like I said, not the case. And I certainly don't want to come off as like, you should ignore this and there's no chance the 49ers trade Ayuk, because that is not what I'm saying. But there was just I was just looking at it under a different lens than what most people seem to be looking at it with. If I stumble on any words, you know, it's 9 p.m., which is pretty late for me now that the old Robert Lauder the Sixth has rolled along. I wasn't sure I was going to report this, record this, and I'm a little tired, I'm a little worn down, but I wanted to be on here with you guys, so just cut me some slack if I kind of stumble on things, or if I forget to make a couple points. It's just going to be one of those pods, but again, my intentions are sound, okay? I can even hear my voice starting to get just a little extra Kermit-y just based on where my voice goes throughout the day. All right, back to the Silver article. What's news or what's surprising? The 49ers source saying anything is possible. Let's start there. Is that news or surprising? Nope. Maybe only if you were hoping for a, no, we aren't trading Brandon Ayuk. More on that later. But, I mean, even Kyle Shanahan has already said he'd trade John Lynch if the offer was good enough. Anything is possible is like saying it is what it is. Like, what are we supposed to do with that? Of course anything's possible. And without any context, that could have been said with a giant smile on his face. He could just be a massive troll. But anything is possible might be in the title of this podcast episode because it's catchy. it's flashy. But there's certainly not any substance in what is becoming like the biggest quote from this article. Another NFL GM that insisted Brandon Ayuk was in play because they're far apart on negotiations. News-ish. The two sides usually are far apart until they aren't. That's called a negotiation. Now, at no point did it say that they were so far apart that a deal was not expected to be reached. You read that and that's all she wrote. You know, if Brandon Ayuk is asking for $30 million a year, then that's it. 49ers are trading Brandon Ayuk. There is a limit to this. But 25, you know, I think I talk about that here. Going down a little further, I'm skipping one of my bullets. well over 25 million. Nope, that's not surprising at all. We all knew that was going to be the case the moment the DeVonta Smith deal got announced. DeVonta Smith is making 25 million a year. His deal got signed, his extension got signed before Brandon Ayuk's deal. And with the nature of deals, Brandon Ayuk was probably at the very least going to ask for 26 million. One, he probably believes he's better than DeVonta Smith. I would agree. Their production is very similar, though. And two, you always one up the next guy. You know, very rarely does a guy in Brandon Ayuk's position, when you're among the best at your position, do you not one up the last guy that got the contract? The 49ers would benefit from having a pep in their step before Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb and all that stuff gets done, because then they basically outbid themselves. But is the fact that Brandon Ayuk is asking for well over $25 million a surprise? No, not really. It also depends on what you mean by well over. Does that mean 25 and a half? Because that's $500,000 more. Does it mean 26, 27, 28? You know, is it starting to get to the point where the 49ers just can't stomach that amount of money? Then you're looking at a problem. Okay. Other things that are news or is news or isn't news. 49ers calling teams to gain interest. This one is probably the only one that really piqued my interest. And maybe to you, this isn't news either. Or this isn't surprising either. But Silver specifically stating or making it clear that the 49ers were calling other teams to gauge interest in Ayuk is interesting to me. Because one, I lean towards it's a GM's job to know what all of his players are worth. But two, if you knew you really just didn't want to trade Ayuk, you'll answer the phone, but you're not out there just trying to deal him and see what you can get. So to me, the fact that NFL GMs are receiving calls from John Lynch about their interest in trading for Brandon Ayuk tells us that the 49ers are seriously considering it. That to me is, in my opinion, after reading it, was the most interesting part of this article, was the fact that someone said that they received a call from John Lynch and asking if they wanted to trade for Brandon Ayuk, and the person decided not to because this is a very receiver-rich draft. But one thing I'd like to scrub out of the way just real quick is, yes, this is a receiver-rich draft, but this is the draft. Sure, you could not trade for Brandon Ayuk and draft a receiver, but there is nothing saying that any of these receivers drafted in the first round, no matter how highly touted they are, become what Ayuk is. So Marvin Harrison Jr. could become what Ayuk is. He could become better than Ayuk, but the odds would tell you he's not going to. You know, that's just the draft in and of a nutshell. So when people try to say that, oh, why would they trade for a receiver when this is a receiver-rich draft? You're trading for a known commodity and somebody who, at least in your building, you feel can be better than what you've seen. You're paying for future production, not past production. So the idea that no one's going to want Ayuk because it's a receiver-ish draft, sure, draft a receiver. I hope he's good. Receiver seems like a relatively safe bet when you look at all the positions, but I don't know. I don't have any statistics behind that. But Brandon Ayuk is a known quantity, a very good receiver. That is why you would still trade for Ayuk, despite it being a receiver-rich draft class. Anyways, moving on. Another thing that just didn't surprise me, Ayuk, quote, Ayuk is available for the right price. Yeah, no shit. Everybody is. Anyways, they want too much. Of course they do. He's the 49ers' best receiver and a huge reason Brock Purdy had the season he did and has had the success he's had. Why would the 49ers cheap out on dealing Brandon Ayuk? It wouldn't make sense. They have to be able to give themselves the chance to replace that kind of player if they step into the realm of trading him. They have to be stubborn. Otherwise, they're leaving themselves vulnerable to not being able to replace the production that they just shipped out the door. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So again, there's a lot of things. The last one that I haven't touched on yet was the fact that the 49ers might ultimately accept a high second. That to me is a little surprising, only because of how stupid it could be. You know, now if they say we'll give you a second rounder this year and our next year's first, because the general consensus is that a 2025 first is worth a 2024 second. So if you're not going to get a first this year and they're going to try and give you a second, well, then you better ante up next year. Because that's the future picks are considered worth now and worth less. Now, that may be a little rich for teams, but the 49ers are in a position, or at least they hope they're in a position where they can be picky. But again, if Brandon Ayuk's sitting there saying, I am not signing for anything less than $29 million, 28.5, the 49ers are like, we have no choice. What is the best offer that we can get? That would be a tough position to be in. So that was 7 things that I read in this article that I just didn't really find, actually 6 things that I just didn't really find surprising at all. It all seemed kind of in some way we already knew all of this, but to hear it being phrased in a way where it's quotes pulled from other GMs and executives, that's interesting. And again, the one part that really piqued my interest was is that an NFL GM said John Lynch was calling him asking if he was willing to trade for Brandon Ayuk. That's a little different. That's a little bit different. 49ers are in a tough spot with this. Again, we don't know what Brandon Ayuk is asking. There is a quote in Silver's article saying they're far apart. How far apart? We don't know. The whole problem with all of this right now is you're kind of just left with, well, this could happen, but also it couldn't happen. It might not happen. It may happen. It might not. And you're like, okay, thank you. And just walk away with a fake smile on your face. You know, it's like, it's good reporting by Silver. Again, he's in there. He's in touch. But it also just kind of says, well, it could happen, but it might not. You know, and the 49ers are in a position where let's just entertain the prospect of trading Brandon Ayuk, which they can do. I'm not going to be dramatic to a point where I just think that you can't trade Brandon Ayuk and you will never be able to replicate what Brandon Ayuk brings to this offense. It would be very difficult. Because I think before you talk about trading Brandon Ayuk, you've got to, and I should probably just start saying Ayuk or Brandon, before you start talking about trading BA, you need to acknowledge what he brings to the offense. The dude does everything. The only thing he doesn't do is run like a 4-3. He blocks his ass off. He will block multiple players on a single play. He runs routes with the absolute best of them, and he has great hands. And he is homegrown to the point where in one season, people were concerned about the fact that he was very solidly in Kyle Shanahan's proverbial doghouse. And now he has emerged from that, like this golden whatever dog you want to emerge from a doghouse. I don't know, whatever your favorite dog is. A golden retriever, you know, just like super gold, like just every fiber of hair, just perfectly shiny and shampooed. You know, that's what emerged from this doghouse. Just an absolute premium dog. You know, a premium dog. That's what Brandon Ayuk is now. And Kyle Shanahan has done a ton of work over the years, taking that dog to the groomers and training that dog and paying for lessons and putting in his own time, looking up YouTube videos on how to teach that dog this, how to teach dog, you know, I'm getting out of hand at this point, but Kyle Shanahan has put a lot of work into Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk has put a lot of work into Kyle Shanahan, and the marriage and the fit is very strong. There is not a team in the NFL that benefits more from Brandon Ayuk than the 49ers. With that being said, if you're going to entertain trading him, it has to be for the right offer. That's why they need to be picky. That's why, quote unquote, they're asking for too much. And two, if you're going to entertain that trade, you better be damn sure you are replacing that player with a good player that can at least meet that status quo. Because you're either extending the 49ers Super Bowl window by getting better or the same, and getting cheaper, which is the only reason you would look to replace Brandon Ayuk and trade him. Or you have all but eliminated the chance to win another Super Bowl this year. You've ejected Purdy's favorite target. And you've removed an element of the offense that will be tough to duplicate. Because it's all risk and reward. Before, you've either replaced Ayuk with a solid receiver that can grow with Purdy and eventually replace that type of production, or you have just completely left with yourself with a void on that offense that may prove impossible to fill anytime soon. You simply cannot miss on the picks that you would be making from the selections you would be getting from trading Ayuk. You can't. You just can't. Otherwise, you end up with DeForest Buckner and Javon Kinlaw, where you are essentially drafting Javon Kinlaw with the pick that you traded DeForest Buckner for. You missed on the pick. It didn't work out. He's already on another team. And you end up paying a defensive lineman to give you sort of what you would have gotten if you would have just paid DeForest Buckner in the first place in Javon Hargrave. And now, in addition to that, Eric Armstead's gone. So the risk that the 49ers are taking by trading Ayuk is massive. It is a ballsy, risky move. And if you don't make the right picks and you don't select the right players to maintain that level of production, you are in a ton of trouble. Even if you do pick a good receiver to replace Ayuk, the talent drop-off inevitably from what Ayuk is now to a rookie receiver is, are you pulling yourself out of the Super Bowl race but extending the window? I don't know. I got some other stuff I want to say on this, but before I do, you already know what it is. Striking Gold is sponsored by Prize Picks again in 2024. Easiest, most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Come on now. It's just you against the numbers. 2-6 player stat projections. Watch the winnings roll in. You're picking more or less, guys. That's all there is. That's all between you and the winnings. Okay, testing my skills on Prize Picks has been awesome this season. Had a ton of fun. My favorite part is the fact that the website is so easy to use. It's so simple. You just get on there. You find your team. You find your sport. You find your players. You pick your stat projections, and it's in. 2-6 players. Make that lineup as large as you want. Okay, it takes less than a minute. You're going to go to prizepicks.com/gold, and you're going to use the promo code GOLD for a first deposit match of up to $100. Again, that's prizepicks.com/gold, and you're going to use the promo code GOLD, first deposit match of up to $100. PrizePicks is daily fantasy sports. Made easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So far we've talked about the things from Mike Silver's report that I found surprising and the things that I found not surprising, most of which I didn't necessarily found surprising. It all sort of seems self-evident. Kind of goes without saying, but there were some tidbits in there that kind of just had me raising my eyebrows a little bit. And now the 49ers are in a position where they also not only need to be correctly identifying the talent that's capable of replacing a receiver like Ayuk, which is going to be very difficult, but they're also going to have to negotiate a deal in real time based on the players that are available, because this is going to be a deal that likely depends on who is on the board at the time they make it. there are lots of trades that have been agreed to in the NFL that have never gone down because they have said, well, we will trade you this pick if this player, if a certain player, they don't have to say the player to the other team, is not there. Oh, that player's there. Sorry, we're not trading the pick. I think I remember hearing about the Broncos. When they selected Bradley Chubb, they were supposed to trade that pick, but they didn't expect Chubb to be there. And when he was, they took him. And they're like, sorry, we're not trading back anymore. And stuff like that happens all the time. And it can happen in the inverse, too. If the 49ers are open to trading Ayuk, and they're saying, you know, let's say we're going with the Jags at 17. Trent Baalke, trying to make some waves, may not have the most job security in the business, wants to just make a splash. It doesn't have time to develop a receiver. We'll see. Just an example. Well, the 49ers might say, let's lock in this deal. We will trade you Ayuk for 17, but a player that we have identified as a replacement, or not as a replacement, as a just a player they want there, a tackle, or an edge rusher, whatever. They're telling the Jags that this player has to be there, and if he's not, we're not doing it. The 49ers are going to need to identify those types of things all over the board, whether it's depending on what they get for Ayuk, and is there even a player that they consider suitable at that spot. You know, they're looking around. Who's desperate for a good immediate receiver? How much does Adam Peters like Brandon Ayuk? The Washington has two early second round picks. They have 36, which is just four picks removed from the first round, and 40. What if they offered both of those for Ayuk? Then the 49ers would be looking at three picks in the third round, in the second round, and they still have 31. You'd be picking 31, 36, 40, and 63. You know, is that enough for Ayuk? I don't know, but that gives you several bites at the apple, and there are some good receivers that are going to be available in that area. Or maybe you're up in the mid-first rounds. I mean, the Chargers at 5, they're desperate for a receiver, but they're at 5. They can get Malik Nabers, maybe have a chance at Marvin Harrison Jr. They could get Roma Dunze. That's such a fun name to say. But maybe they like the fact that Ayuk is a proven commodity, and they're like, hey, 49ers, come up to 5. We'll take 31, give us Ayuk, and then also give us your third rounder or your second rounder, because the 5th pick, I mean, that is massive. That's a pie in the sky type of a scenario, but there are several things that the 49ers are going to need to be prepared for if they feel like trading Ayuk is the option, which I'll leave with that. So there's options out there. There's receivers out there that the 49ers could put themselves in a position to get. You know, maybe Romo Dunze falls. Maybe, you know, A.D. Mitchell, they like him a lot. Maybe they really like Brian Thomas Jr. Those are all mid to later first round receivers, which is what Ayuk was. Or maybe they feel like they could hold out for Ladd McConkey if he makes it there in the second round. Stuff like that. Now, is that an Ayuk replacement? Depends on how much you like him. I like him, but I'm not necessarily sure I like him that much. But we're just talking options here. The biggest point here is you're going to trade Ayuk. You just simply cannot miss on the pick. You just can't. Or everybody's going to look back at this moment and say, man, the 49ers could have had an absolutely stellar offense, and they could have done Purdy a ton of favors in his development, but they decided to trade Ayuk, a 1,300-yard receiver in the midst of his prime, with a little bit of leverage, mind you. The 49ers still have the 5th-year option that they can try to force Ayuk to play under, which is not pretty, and it's not good for your locker room environment. If Brandon Ayuk doesn't want to show up, fine. Sign this deal and we'll take away all the fines. You know, $25 million a year, $26 million a year. Sign this. We'll take away all the fines. I think you can tag him after that with, you know, you can. The 49ers, if they wanted to get ruthless, they could get ruthless and they could drag this out. But that's not good for anybody. Nobody wants to get there. Despite everything I said. Well, before I get to that. even when you look at John Lynch's press conference, I think it was yesterday. It was on Monday. Even he did not convince anybody that they did not want to trade Aiyuk. When he was asked if the 49ers would trade Nick Bosa, he was like, no. Anyways, Kyle Shanahan was like, nope. When he was asked if he foresaw a trade for Aiyuk, he said, we don't anticipate that. He didn't add the, I don't want to be dramatic. He said, we don't anticipate that. Cool, man. Like, so Lynch did not necessarily dissuade anybody. He talked about the fact that they would like to have Aiyuk for the rest of his career. Hey, said something similar about DeForest Buckner, and pew, down the road he went. Okay, so I'm just trying to play the devil's advocate in the stuff that Lynch says. He didn't sell anybody. I do not anticipate that. It's not a real answer. Say it with your chest. So we're, you know, that's kind of the table is set. The table is set. What I was about to say is, if you ask me what the most likely scenario is, he stays. Do you, you know, does Aiyuk, it depends on how badly Aiyuk wants just a slightly bigger bag and how badly he wants to be out of the 49ers. Because if he wants to be with the 49ers, he's going to find a way to make the deal work. They're going to find a way to make the deal work. And the 49ers are going to keep far and away their best receiver and their, like, what, second best offensive option behind Christian McCaffrey. You could make an argument to me that Aiyuk is their best offensive option based on his ability to just expand the offense a little bit, which opens up space for Christian McCaffrey. Obviously, CMC is the business. I've said many times that he's like the engine of that offense. So let's not get carried away. But you look at the future. You look at the contract out that the 49ers have for Deebo Samuel next year. Juwan Jennings is on the last year of his deal. The 49ers would have to get an incredible offer for Aiyuk for them to part ways with what I said yesterday seemed like the one receiver that was most likely to be on the roster next year in Aiyuk. Despite all the rumors, to me, he still seems like the receiver that's the most likely to be here next year, just based on how that whole position group looks. And for the 49ers to be moved to the point of trading him, again, means that Aiyuk doesn't want to be here, or he's asking for an amount of money that the 49ers can't stomach, and they have no choice but to seek the best offer they can, whether or not it's truly what they want or not. You know, Aiyuk asking for $30 million a year, you know, assuming the 49ers don't want to play hardball, that's when things get tough. That's when things get tough. But hey, Brian Thomas Jr., 70 catches, 1,177 yards, and 17 touchdowns last season. Huh. So, I know I can't hear y'all, but where are you guys at? You can just talk to the speaker. I'll feel the connection. I'll feel it. All right. Do you think Brandon Aiyuk is getting traded? Do you think that he is going to get an extension with the 49ers? That doesn't have to be done before the draft, by the way. But I will say this. If you get to pick 31 and Aiyuk is still on the roster, you can feel pretty good. If you want Aiyuk to stay. Can't quite rule it out yet. Because, again, if the 49ers are willing to accept a very high second-round pick, there's some teams there. You know, maybe the Patriots went quarterback at 3, and then they're right up there at the top of the second round. Maybe they want Aiyuk for that, and their receiving core sucks. Maybe Washington's willing to play ball with those 2 second-round picks. And I'm not saying just take a second-round pick. I'm saying those picks plus future stuff. You know, so it's interesting. Do I think any of this is quite worth the spin up that it's been getting? Not quite, but I get it. It's draft season. Let's have some fun with it. Let's make it interesting. Let's get some views. Let's get some reads. You know, it is what it is. I get it. And I am not dismissing the likelihood or the idea that Aiyuk could get traded at all, because there are things that Aiyuk can do or could have said or could have already determined And the other thing that Lynch said when he was asked if he has given the agents permission to seek a trade, that is the only question that he just outright shut down. Everything else he kind of danced around. But the one time he was asked if he'd given agents and Aiyuk permission to seek a trade, he goes, "Eh, we're not going to talk about that." And then he proceeds to talk about it. So there are things that make this situation seem very real and very turbulent. Could go either way. But to me, it still seems the most likely outcome is that the 49ers and Aiyuk find a way to make it work. They find a number that works, you know, and that does not mean that they are not drafting a receiver. By the way, we talked about that with KP. We talked about that with Chris and Kyle. Is the 49ers could go receiver in the first round, anticipating what could happen with Deebo Samuel and what could happen with Juwan Jennings. And they want to leave themselves with Brandon Aiyuk and a shining new receiver for Purdy moving forward. So now more than ever, it really can go any way. But I wanted to run through that with you guys, see if the way I felt about it was out of line, unreasonable. Usually even I can tell when I'm being unreasonable. If I'm being unreasonable, feel free to let me know on social media, on Twitter, @Rob_Launer. But to me, as I read through Mike's report, I just wasn't that surprised by any of the information. Sorry, my sinuses are kind of getting to me right now. I wasn't that surprised by any of the information, and it all just kind of seemed like, well, yeah, this is how all this works, except for the part that talked about Lynch picking up the phone and calling people saying, "Hey, you want this Brandon Aiyuk guy? That's interesting. That's interesting. That tells me that gears are turning maybe just a little quicker with a tad bit more torque than I was giving them credit for." And I'm perfectly fine with saying that. But if you are going to send, and I did a little flicking motion when I said send, if you're going to send Aiyuk packing, you better have a good plan with that mystery relevant quarterback that you have absolutely lucked out on. Don't screw that up. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the pod. Hopefully I kept my thoughts together. Hopefully I didn't leave out any points that are just like, "Hello, Rob." But again, it's late. I need to get to bed, but I wasn't going to miss out on this opportunity to get you guys one more pod before the draft. Again, I will be on here Thursday evening after the draft, not live or anything. I will be recording a pod after the first round of the draft. I will be recording a pod after the second round of the draft. I may appear live on John Chapman's little YouTube feed, 49ers Rush. We'll see. And then I will be recording another live or another podcast, not live, idiot, after the day three of the draft, where I kind of sum up obviously day three and the entire draft class and my thoughts and how I feel like where the immediate fit is. I don't think I'm going to grade anything. It's a little excessive. It would be cool to go back and grade previous draft classes, though. You know, give them a couple years, and then you can actually do some grading. All right, everybody. Appreciate you. I'm Rob. This is Striking Gold. We're signing out.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.